first impression. It was just kind of been a whirlwind, I imagine, the whole thing.
Oh, it's fast. That's the biggest thing for me. The transition is a little different because of how fast the game is and how fast the game is played. And then also retaining knowledge. You have to, you know, be able to retain it pretty fast as well.
How new is all the stuff that's thrown at you?
It's not too far off, honestly, from what I've done in college. Other than maybe dropping a little bit more, pretty much same basis, you know, just being that rush end.
You talk about, you guys ran pro style offensive defense. Mm-hmm. Is that beneficial for you in this transition, you think?
I believe so. I think Michigan State helped me a lot, but it's still a lot to, you know, learn moving up into the pros. It's still a lot to work at. So it's a work in progress, and I'm looking forward to getting better each and every day.
You were drafted, obviously, Friday night, and then Saturday morning these guys move up and take Connor. What were your impressions when you found out he was coming here with you?
Of course I was excited. You know, I have a fellow Spartan here on the team as well. He actually, you know, reached out to me, FaceTimed me. We talked about it for a little bit. So just ready to get after it, to be honest. You know, two Spartans want to come in here and make an impact any way we can. I want to be some great teammates and definitely just, you know, try to stick it out here, you know, make it last.
A lot of people have said what you did in college, that you were the most solid pick by the Raiders this whole draft. What does that mean when you hear that? What kind of confidence is that?
I think that's a great compliment, but still a lot of football to be played, honestly. College is college, and now I'm in the NFL. It's a different ball game, so I have to, you know, refocus, get my game together, and learn from the, you know, the veterans and kind of just be a sponge.
I'm sure you've heard the reports about Connor's leadership question marks. What's been your response and your reaction to those kind of reports questioning his leadership skills and popularity amongst your teammates?
Honestly, it's not a problem with me. I think Connor's a great leader. He was a great leader at Michigan State. We won ball games because of Connor. You know, coming in here, he gets a new chance to go ahead and show everybody what he's about. But all that stuff is outside of our facilities. It's nothing that's in-house. So, you know, you can't focus on that too much. You know, that doesn't matter for us. We know what kind of guy he is, and we're going to move forward.
Being able to get in here this week and obviously have some practice sessions with guys like Mac and Urban, like, what was that like? You know, just like right away, kind of going, getting the playbook, heading right to the field.
It was great. It was great because it was an opportunity to see, you know, two premier guys, you know, definitely get after it, see them work, and then just see their work ethic, you know, see where I have to build myself to. And then also just trying to, you know, nitpick and take little pieces from their game and add it to mine. You know, two great players who also are very willing to, you know, coach you up as a young guy. So, you know, I thank those guys early on, and I look forward to, you know, definitely getting after it with them.
What did it mean to you to be able to get the number 91 that Justin Tuck had for?
Number 91 will always be Justin Tuck, but I'm trying to, you know, definitely redesign it and make it Shalik Calhoun as well. You know, he was a great player for the Giants, and he was a great player for the Raiders as well. I'm not trying to replace him. That's not who I am. I'm going to be Shalik Calhoun.
Is that why you chose the numbers, because it was Justin Tuck's number?
No, not specifically.